Will we ever be able to relax again? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
We're confident that this device and any individual that might have been designed to use it are no longer a threat to the American people.
That's John Brennan, Assistant to the President for Homeland Security, assuring us that they got the latest would-be underwear bomber and no planes were ever in any danger, which is all very reassuring until you hear CBS's FBI consultant John Miller.
Given the past work of Asiri, the bomb maker, who they're pretty familiar with, I think there's a high level of confidence that this is a functional device and probably one with devastating consequences.
But at least we got the guy, right?
You don't have the bomb maker in custody. You probably have the individual who is supposed to carry it in custody.
Ah, I see. But don't worry. We'll be using our humane interrogation techniques, and he'll talk, and we'll catch them all, and Al-Qaeda will realize they can't win and turn to politics, form a party, and run a candidate in the next Greek election, right? That has to work, because otherwise, what'll we do? I've counted at least four incidents where passengers have just stripped naked at airport checkpoints. And yet, as we heard on the evening news, even that might not be enough, according to security experts.
They're more worried about the next potential step to this threat, which is an explosive hidden not inside somebody's underwear, but inside somebody's body.
Which means being willing to strip would make you even more suspicious. So we can never relax. What's the alternative? You drive between airports? Take your chances against the maniac in the next lane? I think your chances against Al-Qaeda are actually better. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.